and so let us read responsibly. Finally, we believe, according to the Word of God, when the time appointed by the Lord, which is unknown to all creatures, is come, and the number of the elect complete, that our Lord Jesus Christ will come from heaven, corporally and visibly, as he ascended, with great glory and majesty, to declare himself judge of the living and the dead, burning this old world with fire and flame to cleanse it. Then all men will personally appear before this great judge, both men and women and children, that have been from the beginning of the world to the end thereof, being summoned by the voice of the archangel and by the sound of the trump of God. For all the dead shall be raised out of the earth, and their souls joined and united with their proper bodies in which they formerly lived. As for those who shall then be living, they shall not die as the others, but be changed in the twinkling of an eye, and from corruptible into incorruptible. Then the books shall be opened, and the dead judged according to what they shall have done in this world, whether to be good or evil. Nay, all men shall give account of every idle word that they have spoken, which the world only counts amusement and jest. And then the secrets and hypocrisy of men shall be disclosed and laid open before all. So we come to this last judgment. We come to the term is eschatology, the study of last things. And note that it doesn't talk about, it doesn't say or says that we don't know when the Lord will return. That's why we find in the scriptures a number of places the statement, come quickly, the Lord Jesus. That was a prayer of John on the Isle of Patmos 2,000 years ago, almost 2,000 years ago. And it is a cry that we pray even today, come quickly, the Lord Jesus. But he will come again. Why? Because God has promised. When we turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1, as we read of the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven, and the angels there declare that he will return just as he ascended. And so we look forward to that. We have hope. We understand that there is a conclusion. There is, as one would say, the rest of the story, the completion of that which Christ has begun, God has. The war will be over. Christ will be victorious in completing that victory that he accomplished at the cross. And then we see this declaration. Notice that. Then all men will personally appear before the great judge, both men and women and children. There will be the resurrection of all. And all will stand before him. And he will... Well, notice it says, for all the dead shall be raised out of the earth, and their souls joined and united with their proper bodies in which they formerly lived. And so there will be even those who will not die, but will be changed in the twinkling of an eye, from the corruptible bodies that we have to the incorruptible. And so we look forward to it. We desire to see this great day to come in all things we made right, where sin will be eradicated, where evil will be removed. And then we will see the new heavens and the new earth we're involved. This is our hope. This is our encouragement. And praise God for that revelation. Amen.